Ride that pickle straight to the target.
Now you're putting hats on top of your hat.
I need more hats.
Is that how time works? It's like a big bowl of jelly.
You know, 30 no's and one yes is still yes.
I'm not a bad person.
Now we're thinking with gas and swag.
Can you just
edit me out? Are you stutter?
Broken Media.
I'm your voodoo priest chairman, Dustin.
Hi, everybody. I'm Chris.
I'm your lovable tiger, Macho.
Ooh.
Get it, son.
Bob, do a sexy one.
Yeah, I'm Bob, and Macho, get off my leg.
I'm just purring.
Nice.
Just purring.
So this is Broken Media Inc., a show where we turn those flops into why nots, and today's flop is...
Child's Play.
So Child's Play, it's the movie we all know. It spawned 8 movies, 5 comics, and 2 novels.
I didn't know they had comics.
That's what my note says.
That sounds kind of cool.
At one point, we had a collectible full-size Child's Play.
Yeah.
Doll, little Chucky doll.
Was that the one with the cut-up face?
Thing was terrifying.
Because I know there was one that you could have got from, what was it called? Spencer's? You could have got one from there, and it was the one that was like all stapled together and all ugly looking. And you could get the bride, too. That's when Bride of Chucky came out.
Are you describing one of your sex dolls again?
No. Oh. Dustin.
I think he is.
The Bride of Chucky, dude, that doll was fucking hot.
At least a 12.
It was made after Marilyn Monroe, right?
Was it?
I believe so.
I thought it was supposed to look like Jennifer Tilly.
Whoops.
That's what I thought.
Oh, yeah. Wow. It was. Ew, Dustin, you paid way too much attention to this movie.
I never saw it.
Lies. Oh,
so no one thought it was scary.
I thought the good guy doll thing was a little bit like uneasy. It was weird. And as he started progressing through the movies, he started getting like uglier and uglier.
Yeah.
Which kind of made a little bit of sense.
More lifelike.
More scary. He got scarier. Well, yes, no, he didn't.
But no, he didn't. He got worse over time.
Yeah, he was wearing that doll in.
Visually, he became scarier,
he's getting all wrinkled up.
Because the first one wasn't funny.
No, it wasn't trying to be funny.
At all.
They really thought it was scary to have a child's toy chase you with a knife.
Chase you with a knife.
it's a little scary.
I mean, how strong could it be, though?
Yeah, I don't know.
Strong enough to pick up a knife and run after me.
But it's a plushy toy, right?
Yeah, but what if he's stealthy? Everybody's like, oh, I'll fight a doll until you're playing Halo and
your arm gets cut off.
Your Achilles tendon gets sliced.
Yeah, your mandulas. Get shot.
Isn't that
off.
What he did from like under a bed or something?
Yeah.
Slice somebody's Achilles
tendon.
That's
how he gets you.
It was bad.
he gets you to his level.
Just devious.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because I can tell you this much. The one
now.
It's
not a strong character.
It's horrible.
Right. The new Child's Play is the flop.
It's the worst thing ever.
So how do you make it better?
I would definitely, the one now, I wouldn't have went in that direction.
Spoilers?
I don't
spoilers,
want to.
Spoilers, everybody? Spoilers?
I don't want
to. I haven't seen
That's
it
why yet. I'm trying to work around it, but I can't really talk about it without spoiling it for you.
Yeah, no, I don't want to know how it... I don't even care, because I know it's not as good as what we're going to do.
No. Oh, of course.
Because first idea, put it on the board, I'll go ahead and...
Yeah, there we go, marker.
I'll take the lead on this ship.
You gotta get your dry erase.
What would be more scary, the new Chucky doll, or the Travelocity roaming gnome? We know that thing can go anywhere.
That mixed with the little gecko.
It's shaped as something that can stab through you. You could
it's shaped
a projectile
like a
in and of itself.
Yeah, yeah. He's a little evil missile man.
He just kind of hops into air vents.
Oh, gnome.
Just gets shot out of potato guns.
That's terrifying. And they're everywhere, so you never know if.
I'm trying to think what situation Charles Lee Ray would be in where he put his soul into the Travelocity gnome. Like that's
that was the only thing available.
My idea kind of gets hung up on that.
Wow.
That was the only thing available. Okay. It was like a Black Friday sale or something like that. So he grabs that gnome. I mean,
it's very possible that his last night on Earth, when whoever he owed money to or whatever organization he ripped off took him out, could have possibly been in a lawn and garden center.
Okay, so it's not exactly the Travelocity gnome, but it's the guy who voiced the Travelocity gnome in the commercial, voodoo spelling, just a regular garden gnome.
How does that go?
Huey, Dolly, Tangela.
That's a Pokemon.
Harry, Debbie, Tangela. Give me the power, I beg of you.
Oh, yeah.
And then you're in. Like
lightning.
Yep. Why wouldn't he take over something cool like a Stretch Armstrong? That's scary. Dude, where are you going to go?
Oh, man.
He'd just grab you from anywhere.
Just wrap you up.
Just a tiny, evil Mr. Fantastic. Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, your legs are boloed.
Yeah, everybody's dead.
It jumps and can bolo you.
That's not good.
That's what my move is. If I had to, I'm just saying, if I had to get shot by a detective and send my soul into a toy, it's a Stretch Armstrong. And I think probably the smartest one to pick.
That's a really good one.
Go take over the Care Bears or whatever.
I'd be one badass Care Bear.
I feel like you'd fuck up and take over an Easy Bake Oven or something.
Yeah, I'll just trip real quick. Like I know what I was trying to do, and then I trip over something, and then all of a sudden I'm in this shit now.
You get the spell wrong.
Cut to Macho. I make cupcakes. Yeah. Cupcakes.
You end up the carpet.
It's just a little girl screaming at you for no reason.
Oh, yeah. You're at her whim. You have no limbs.
That would be bad.
But you can make displeased. Fire.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's kind
of
good.
Sort of.
Hold on now.
Wait a minute. He could just burn himself out. That's about it.
Yeah, he goes. It's his finisher.
Go supernova.
Do I explode? I like explosion.
See, the final capture sacrifice. Factor is super easy. I feel like once everybody knows, okay, so he's an evil soul in a toaster, was it? An easy bake oven.
An easy bake.
Yeah, no, something super scary like that.
Yep.
I think they, because you can't walk. You can get hot. You do get hot. But how would you move? I still think Stretch Armstrong's the best one.
All right, we're going to put a pin in that.
You need some sort of balloon apparatus to fill up with warm air so you can float away.
Yeah.
That's what you need, Macho.
What would you pick, Chris?
This is a very, very personal question.
I understand that. We should give him more time. Bob, if you had to...
I'm trying to figure something, too. Because I'm trying to think of something that's going to beat Stretch Armstrong.
Right? I think I'm right, Macho. Honestly, if you had to pick.
I don't know, man. I seen a dope-ass Master Chief statue in the mall.
But I don't think the gun would work.
Probably not.
That is a big statue.
Right?
The like, statue that's you're talking about is about 8 feet tall. Yeah,
yeah, it's a full-size Master Chief.
Now, you can't hide.
But it is just a statue, though. It doesn't have moving parts. So I guess no that would make sense. Yeah, that... yeah.
I think Chucky has to... He uses the articulation the doll offers.
Yeah, but it goes from stuffed to, like, flesh, right? So it's like actual thing. Doesn't it bleed?
Yeah.
It does, right? I think so.
What is that sound?
Somebody's getting notifications.
Macho, turn it off.
That's not even my ringtone.
Shut up. Also, just another point for Stretch Armstrong. If I have to get away, I can just roll up in a ball and gotta go fast.
Because you're like rubber and stuff. So yeah. You can just...
I technically have sonic powers.
That's really good.
Yeah, I think.
So after careful consideration, I feel like I may be able to sustain my quality of life. If you know how Macho's always talking about, they have real dolls.
I knew you were going to say real
I'm going to be a dude real doll, though. Like, they make them for ladies, too. So, I mean, I'd just be rubber.
Just carry you
I'd be a rubber man.
Yeah.
But like... I imagine they're heavy.
You can't find a used one or else.
Ooh.
Are you gonna go to get a new one?
I mean, I could just run and just wash up.
Oh, that's true.
Just fold himself back up and go in the box again.
This body's been places you'll never understand.
That's so big, though. I feel like
It is. It's almost like being a person.
Yeah. That would just sustain your way of life. But see, I'm thinking I want to get the most kill count. Mm-hmm. And I think as a tiny little hideable, stretchable man.
Oh, okay.
I'm thinking one of those package robots.
A Beyblade?
No, those package robots. You know the ones
that... Oh, the Boston Dynamics?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, that's it. That's the move.
I think that's where I should go with that.
So you're going digital?
Yeah. Yeah, you would have to.
Just like the movie did. And then everybody's going to say you're a flop.
But I'm going to do it better. I'm going to do it way better.
I think I'd head toward, like, Christine.
A car?
I'll come back as a 56 Checker cab.
Oh, okay.
That's cool.
No one's gonna get in a cab from 1956.
No, that's creepy, Bob.
Sure, they still use them all over the place.
Who's driving?
I'm the one controlling.
That's the scary part.
Yeah, that's what I mean. You're the cab. Who's driving? Nobody's getting in that.
You'd have to get a man.
Somebody might steal you.
Chucky can articulate that body.
He does have points of articulation.
I can control the car.
Yeah, and technically, as a car, you do need gas, though.
Yeah.
So then I guess I have to ask, how do you get gas if you're just a car?
I guess it's got to be kind of, you got to rely on somebody at some point.
Yeah, you need a human
with money.
Affiliate.
So you're like a reverse Knight Rider, huh?
Hmm? Car has
reverse all the time. Reverse Knight Rider. I don't remember that car ever getting gas.
It just runs off of hair gel.
I thought it ran off like
Hasselhoff.
Blood or something, didn't it?
Yeah, it's a vampire car. That's the whole thing about that show.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Runs off vodka and cheeseburgers.
No, that's what Dustin runs off.
Look, all I know is...
Oh, no, that's Hasselhoff.
Are you recording me? All I know is Stretch Armstrong is a lone wolf. He doesn't need anyone with money.
Yeah.
He's got his arms. They're strong and they stretch. That's all you need to know.
He's small and he is limited to the stretchability.
Yeah, he can only stretch but so far.
How far do I need to stretch?
It's not like Plastic Man.
But he's also enchanted.
Around a spaceship, I mean.
So, what kind of...
I have plus 12 to stretching.
Okay.
Yeah. That's I've enchanted my doll. He has plus 12 to That's, stretching.
Plus 12 is stretchy almost to the point of being gooey, I would say.
Yeah, yeah, like you like just, gum elasticity.
Well, now I've got the Alex Mack puddle technique I can run in.
Oh my gosh.
So you're just a slime person, though?
I am what nightmares are made of.
Just slime and silly buddy. Good job. Didn't Stretch Armstrong burn real easy? I think we took a lighter to him once and he just engulfed in flames.
Oh, I guess the only thing I'd say to that is good luck taking a lighter to me because that's not how that works, my dude. You pull out a Bic, I'm on you like, what's his name that wrapped up? Oh, man.
Or like whatever Jake the Snake's, Damien.
Yeah.
Like Damien.
Yeah.
On you like Damien. That was Jake the Snake's snake.
I was heading for a UFC fighter, but then I didn't think of any names. Frank Mir. Damn it.
There it is.
I mean, does it have to be a toy?
It's
I think that's probably
play.
The problem with the movie, is that it's a toy. So it's not exactly intimidating, right?
I don't know. If Bob gets to be a car, I don't know if I want to be a possessed, fully articulate sex doll.
Yeah, you picked sex doll, man.
Yeah, I think maybe I just want to be like...
An anime body pillow.
A rocket that gets launched into space.
So I just
keep going. I get to see it all.
So you're,
but there's nothing to see.
He's a fan of that infinite floating.
You're nothing to see.
In space.
Endlessly screaming into the black nothingness of the universe.
That sounds pretty dope, man. I like your pick.
You like that?
I'm okay with launching Chris into space.
Mm-hmm. Me and Macho once had for our job, we had to go to a pawn shop to recover something that was stolen.
Yep.
And while we were there, I noticed the guy had all four NSYNC members in their commemorative boxes on the shelf.
I remember that.
Remember I asked him about it and he acted like...
Yeah.
He acted like it was nothing. I'm like, dude, where did you get these? You got all four of them? He acted like he didn't even know they were there. Like, yeah. You didn't know you had all four NSYNC members in commemorative boxes. How scary would it be if the reason he didn't know is because that four of them. Four dancing, groovy child's playmen. Good boy, guys.
I'll just kill him with some sick moves.
Yeah.
With their dope tricks.
What if the last thing you see before you die is Lance Bass smiling at you?
Gross. Ah, way to go. Jeez.
That's a life wasted.
That'd be one of the worst ways to die.
Yeah.
Just him staring at you with a smile.
Yeah, as he just drives a big pen through your...
Oh, yeah. There's definitely going to be a haunting after something
just
like
dances
that.
You to death.
Mm-hmm.
You've got some spirits that are not pleased after that.
I would re-kill myself.
Yeah. we take over the Backstreet Boy dolls.
I wonder if the people that got the idea for the Chucky movies actually got it from the Puppet Master movies.
Those were terrifying.
Yeah, they were.
Those were out before Chucky, too.
Yeah.
Sylvia has the complete collection.
Really?
Yeah, she's a freak for Puppet
Master. Not creepy at all.
Well, Dustin, when you wake up and there's some sort of like pentagram over your bed, you know what's up.
Yeah, that's cool, man. Thanks, I guess. I'm trying to imagine the lore behind Chris's like killer weeb, Calvin P. Hole, while dying next to
Calvin
his
P. Hole.
Anime sex doll, speaks the final words, how we do it. And now Chris is the killer sex doll. That could be scary.
That is terrifying.
Which can it be like a famous anime? It's a dude, you said. Is it Inuyasha?
Maybe.
Oh,
I actually hadn't considered that. I was going for just a blank Chad personality.
Just a Chad, not
yeah,
anime.
It's probably just a Chad.
All right.
It's probably like, called the Chad doll.
Like an incel weeb that had a knife.
Is it wrong that the whole time he's been talking about that, I'm picturing like a blank-faced mannequin?
That's terrifying.
You're picturing your boyfriend Chad.
Like, Chad.
I'm still kind of wondering why he's hanging out with a male sex doll.
It's just what. That's no, hey, question. It's just what Chris had around.
That's a good question.
It just happened to be.
It just see, lays there.
Did it fall out of your closet? Did you stumble upon it out in the wild?
He was passing through a pavilion, like a trade show, and
he was walking through.
Was struck down all near right. one of the sex doll displays.
All in all, what he means is that there's a secret compartment on the left side of his bed.
And due to their deep knowledge of the arcane, they were able to transfer their soul into the doll.
Deep knowledge?
Deep knowledge.
Deep knowledge.
Deep.
So it's a movie, right? I feel like I've lost the plot on this, but we're supposed to be making a movie, right?
I guess, yeah.
So which one are we going with here?
What if instead of it going into a doll, what if it...
I don't like the way you said go into it.
Hey, man.
I feel like there was connotations.
Does it really even have to be any type of doll? I mean, what's to stop this person from chanting himself into another human being?
Ooh, well, there's...
I mean, that was kind of the plot of the movie, too.
There's already a soul in there.
Well, yeah, he has to get to the special human... Why did he only have to get Andy?
I think that's what he fixated on. That's what it seems
right, he was trying to get the boy.
He wanted Andy's body only for some reason. He just killed everybody else.
I feel like they said it, but I just don't remember.
Didn't he have an amulet?
He had an amulet?
Yeah, there was an amulet that helped him transmute the soul or something like that.
I don't think it was in the first movie. If there was, I think they added that.
Could have sworn there was. I remember one of them holding something, like looked like a chain.
Because I actually watched, I watched the beginning of the first movie the other day. I was like, I'm going to watch it. And then I got to the point where the detective is in the apartment talking to him. After the babysitter falls out the window, and I was like, all right, well, that's child's play. So who voices our doll? Who's our killer? Because that's the main character. That's the cheese of the project.
Do we expect him to talk normal or, like, robotic?
Like a FNAF?
Why would it be a robot? Because it's a killer that puts himself in something.
Yeah.
Are we talking
But I instantly started thinking of...
Siri?
No. I can't remember what the guy's name is. I keep drawing a blank, but
Robin Williams.
The guy who's in a wheelchair and he pushes the buttons and he talks.
Major Tom
Hawkins.
There you go.
That one. Once he gave me one hint, I was going to get it. I knew it. Just waited for that one.
Yeah, just that one.
Just one hint.
I knew Dustin would fucking get it. I knew it.
I'm here to kill you.
Beep boop beep.
It's pretty scary. What if instead... Is Stephen Hawking dead?
I think so.
We don't talk about that.
You know what else I just thought about?
What?
How many buttons was on that keypad that he pushed to make so many different words?
He had two only.
Like, it's just Morse code or something that
he does? It was a menu that the program would scroll through that he would make his sentences with.
He really didn't type it all? He had like preset sentences?
Yeah, it was
I would only
they
ask
made
him weird shit.
A custom program. I think it was one of the first ones of its kind for him to... communicate with.
Yeah, you'd have to think of the weirdest questions to make him. Oh dang, he has to type it out. The response, he can't use one of his presets.
Just overload his
no
server.
Yes or no questions for this man.
Yeah, I think everything was grouped in parts. I don't know.
He had like an emo wheel.
I'm picturing like a giant remote.
That's what I picture is a giant remote. Just each thing. That yeah, they just hooked a universal remote to a wheelchair. Exactly. And that's how he
I do
science.
Not appreciate you making fun of my communication device.
He had a speak and spell strapped to a tricycle. I think that's what it was. Yeah.
Oh, it was a series of kazoos strapped to a harmonica.
Yeah. Attached to a metal straw.
Just pulls a string and sends a little carousel thing. This is a cow. Cows go,
I think I want Keanu Reeves to be my evil doll.
Okay.
Because he's such a good guy. He's always the good guy.
Are you trying to say Keanu's a doll?
No, you know what, guys?
Is he your doll?
Like, don't tell anybody, but I kind of fucking hate Keanu Reeves.
Whoa,
I know
dude.
It's not popular.
Why?
Because everybody loves him, and now it makes me not like him.
Oh, yeah. Man.
So I want to give him a villain role.
So overrated, though.
It's like when you find that cool spot, and then everybody starts going there.
Yeah. And now you can't go there no more. So now I can't go to my breathtaking Reeves anymore.
Yeah, that's true.
So now I want to take him down.
Let's take him
down.
Maybe
you just need a break.
Or I can break through box office records with my Keanu Reeves as an evil killer, Stretch Armstrong. I'm having a really hard time relocating that name every time I want to bring it up. In my mind castle.
You have a mind castle?
Yeah. With a moat.
He had to downgrade from the palace.
Yeah. Macho has a mind cabin.
I'm okay with my cabin.
Hold on. Let me search my mind trailer.
Oh, that's very good. I enjoy that.
You never use those techniques with your mind tent?
Yeah.
No.
What is this witchcraft you're talking about?
What is this that you're talking about?
Not a single inkling.
So, do we keep Andy?
Andy.
The boy. The good friend boy. For life.
Just like name him Jim.
Save the boy, save the world. Wait, wrong movie, right?
I think so.
It wasn't even a boy.
No, it was a cheerleader and it was a show.
Mm-hmm. Dang it.
Hmm.
Our character's transferring into something that they really like. What would they need? Like, the boy was the next step for Charles Lee Ray, right?
Right.
But if they're going into something dope, they don't need the little dude.
Well, now the toy couldn't sustain his soul for long. That's why they had to.
Mm.
You know what I like? Because I like it.
I do, but I don't think it's appropriate to say on our show.
It's not, but here's my thing. Chris? I'm just going to throw this out there. For Andy, for our boy, the boy he needs, Macaulay Culkin, now. But replaying Kevin McAllister. How perfect is that? I'm just saying.
You're combining.
Chucky's Home.
We're getting that nostalgia swag, you know?
Bringing it back.
Yeah. People are going to love it. Wait, Child's Play and Home Alone in one movie? Here's my money. I want to get that tattooed across my chest.
Simple title.
There's a
simple title is just Home Alone with Chucky.
Child's Play, Home Alone.
It starts, there's an accident.
Child's Home Alone.
At an Amazon distribution center with a Ouija board and a child's doll. It's a week before Christmas. And somehow the doll becomes possessed, this evil spirit, and gets sent to the home of
Yeah, they're officially not allowed to sell Ouija boards without them being possessed.
Yeah, I think they have to. It has to be certified by a voodoo,
right?
A voodoo priest.
Intel inside. It has to.
Okay, yeah, I like it. So it's Keanu Reeves,
that's all right.
Was our strangling Weebus, who was gunned down in a sex doll factory, and the sex doll got sent to Macaulay Culkin by accident, Kevin McAllister, due to an Amazon mix-up. When they fell, it knocked the order to the other one.
Okay.
And now, boom, we're here. We've got the sex doll with a grown man.
Okay.
So we're not being gross, right?
Okay, all right.
But yeah, it's just a mix up.
Oopsies.
But he dresses it up like
Batman.
It's just a Chad, right? It's just a blank Chad.
Yeah.
Yeah, I say no facial expressions.
So nothing. He doesn't even know it's a sex doll. How are you going to...
Why was he dressing it up? He got it by accident, you say?
It's a Christmas present.
Yeah.
It's
right. He thought it was a Christmas present.
Dear Andy, Merry Christmas.
Yeah.
Hope you enjoy the sex doll.
His parents go to Las Vegas and forget their son because they're terrible. And then the burglars, the wet bandits show up. So he tries to set up that old gag where he's got the guy moving the arm, right? But he uses the Weebus, Keanu Reeves, Weebs. And then, boom, he just strangles him. Our movie, he just dies.
Just kills him.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
No, that would be silly because he wants his body.
I mean, that would be right, though.
Yeah, that's how that would happen.
That's how those movies are supposed to go.
Because it's no longer a baby doll with the strength of a 4-year-old. Now it's a grown human-sized.
All this wishy-washy, they outsmarted the evil. They lived happily ever after. No. In our movie, they die. No,
that makes sense.
No, you know what?
The whole time Macaulay Culkin's just knocked out.
What? Yeah. The camera doesn't pan away. It's just 40 minutes of looking at a knocked out Macaulay Culkin with neck bruises. Or maybe not. That's the director's cut. If you get the director's cut, it's so weird. Yeah. What if he tries to use his traps and stuff to stop Keanu Reeves, but they don't work? And just before he gets strangled, you know, the life is gone, a shovel crashes across Weeb's head, and it's the Shovel Man.
The Shovel Man?
Remember the shovel guy from Home Alone?
Oh, yeah. Shovelman? The creepy guy across the street.
Yeah, Old Man Shovelman.
Oh. Old Man Shovelman.
And then the uncle shows up at the very end before credits, and he's just like, look what you done, you little shit. Remember that guy? He sucked.
Yeah, he sucked.
Woof.
I'm on board.
I like it so far, but we need that special flavor if it's going to be a Broken Media, a BMI exclusive.
I'll just say I'm on board. I like the blank-faced mannequin thing. You never know what it's going to do because you just can't tell.
It's got that scary Michael Myers vibe. The face has no emotion.
Yeah, it's just
terrifying.
Ew.
Criminal birds. There was a bird lady in Home Alone, wasn't there?
Yeah, there was.
Yeah, she had pigeons,
the pigeon
right?
lady. The pigeons, but the pigeons were sweet.
Yeah, they were nice.
Shamamaland. Now they're criminals.
And they've replaced the robber guys.
They're just there to steal your stuff.
They're the wet bandits. The wet birds.
The wet birds. There we go. They just, like, just dookie on everything. While they're taking stuff, they're just shitting, bro.
I like the same guys voicing them, too. Joe Pesci and their guy.
What's his name? That'd be good.
So then the mannequin dude just becomes, like, kind of the semi-hero. More like a vigilante type of thing.
Ooh.
Right?
He wins in the end?
Like he's evil but good at the same time.
We have to stop this Keanu Reeb love, dude. He's not a good guy.
You keep saying that.
Only because my opinion.
Well, yeah. You're entitled.
To me, it's fact. Because it's my opinion.
Makes sense.
I'm not entitled. I mean, when you say that.
You're entitled to your opinion.
Oh, yeah. That's
of course you are.
Just felt like.
What did you think of
it? Like if you walked up to someone in the street and be like, you're entitled.
You're entitled.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that has connotations at this point. In our history, doesn't it?
Kind of feels like you're attacking somebody when you do that. Just run up on them and just say that.
Especially considering your ethnic persuasion. Maybe we'll choose a different word.
Yeah, because next what? Time. Why? Because I'm what? Scandinavian?
Whack.
You racist?
Orange? Because you're whack.
Yeah. I am 40% whack. On my dad's side.
Only 40% from your dad? That's
so weird. The only way I see incorporating these criminal birds is to hint towards them in the first act. And then the last scene before credits would just be the birds eating someone. Mm-hmm. You know how criminals eat people?
Is it going to have that same thing? Well, don't birds
steal, like, trinkets?
That's what I was just thinking.
They're thieves.
That's crows. It's like, not necessarily pigeons, but these are criminal pigeons.
Yeah.
So they've slowly been stealing pieces of the mannequin boy.
Parts of his body.
Yeah. And it pans away, and it's just their...
what it is.
They have an eerie... And it's just a pile of different mannequin parts, and you see, and there's a head, and the eyes are looking around, but and the mouth is moving, but there's no sound coming out.
Yeah.
And that's where...
And then just a boy walking by, bouncing a basketball, sees it, picks it up, the head, and puts it in his book bag. Credits.
And it and it winks with no expression.
Yeah, with no eyes.
It just pans for a second.
So winks, the pigeons just, actually bing! Defeat.
The Keanu. Pigeons, yeah. They take the day against Keanu, but we got sequel setup. Mm-hmm. Full sequel setup.
Yeah.
So far sounds we've got good. Macaulay Culkin for sure as Andy. He's on board. I just texted him.
Good.
Keanu Reeves, I don't know. I don't know how we're going to get him. Probably not the way I said it. We can't.
Probably maybe by being nicer.
Yeah.
A little.
That's a start.
Talk to him like a person.
Like actually like a person.
Yeah. But on top of that, you got to talk him into being a bad guy. Because I'm sure it's not his go-to.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever seen a movie where he's the bad guy.
No.
Interesting. I never thought about that.
Yeah, they always say, everybody's always like, oh, I'm not such a nice guy. He hates the meme about himself. I'm not a nice guy. It's stupid. Change the subject. Dude, if you want to prove it, you get in our movie.
Yeah, do something.
Do something about it.
Yeah. Make yourself known.
That's Macaulay Culkin. Finish him.
Finish him. That's exactly what happens at the end of the movie, too. It's just a big, giant Mortal Kombat. Finish him.
Yeah. He does the spinning uppercut. And knocks his head off.
Knocks his head off.
Yeah.
Just right through the ceiling.
In swoop the pigeons.
And cut roll credits.
Yeah.
Birdality.
And then the credits end and it's a Stan Lee cameo for no reason. He's just staring at a wall. We do it all CG.
Okay.
Guys, I love it.
I like where it went.
It's a banger.
To the listener at home, if you loved it as well.
We love you.
Like us on a... What is it? Give us a 5-star review on iTunes. Subscribe if you haven't already. This show is going to be the best show on your podcast feed. So just keep that in mind. So you can do the toe-toke pass. Tell your friend. Toke twice. I feel like we got to explain toe-toke pass every time we say it better than the way I just did.
Yeah. It's kind of. Yeah.
So this is a toe-toke pass program. You take 2 tokes. You listen to it twice. And then you pass it to a buddy, a friend, a mom, a dad, a cousin.
Share it.
Share it with your boss, your kids.
Your dad.
Don't tell your kids.
Yeah, maybe avoid the little ones.
Yeah.
Smash it. Scramp it.
And at Macaulay Culkin and at Keanu Reeves this episode, let them know. Get them on board.
At Stretch Armstrong.
The listener at home is our strongest tool when it comes to casting our actual actors. Macho's at KMacho3605 on Twitter. Me.
Get it, son.
Bob is at Bearclaw_Bob on Twitter.
Right.
And you can follow the show at Broken Media on Twitter. The show also has a Patreon page if you want to support us with any kind of monthly pledge that could help us maybe fix our audio problem, get better at audio. We got a bunch of stuff on there. We're going to have, well, I guess we'll announce what we have on there soon. Right. Can't, I don't, no spoilers.
TBA to be announced.
Yeah.
Coming soon.
But there is content on there now, but just soon there will be more we can't disclose.
Right.
It's going to be epic. and feed the homeless every chance you get.
Take food from the homeless.
Feed them. Don't take food from them.
Give them food.
Help them.
Take food from children and give it to the homeless.
Take the food and regurgitate.
From the fat kids. Oh, that's probably
Give
bad.
It back to them in You're the opposite cut that, direction.
If you can't do the time, bitch, then don't do the crime. You got caught and was scared, now you dropping them dimes. You told them where I lived, even told them was mine. I had the paperwork in hand, so I know that you lying. And next time I see you, just know it's a wrap. I'm coming back with that smack, and I'm hitting you with that mat. Come through full-blown attack. And that's all I got from it.